Good morning, everyone. It's fantastic to be here with you all. My name is obviously James Sale. I want to ask you three questions, okay? And the first question is this: how important is motivation to your business? What word springs to mind? Could anyone just tell me?
Crucial.
Who said that?
Me.
Crucial. Okay, now you've got a word in your mind. Let's just translate that into numbers, shall we? Out of 10, how important is motivation to your business out of 10? Who said that?
11.
Excellent. I like that. I like that too. So we're actual fact, I've got an easy audience here. I've actually got a room full of people who already think motivation's a 10 out of 10 issue. Is that correct?
Yep.
You're absolutely right, Alan. I don't think 10 out of 10 is enough for motivation. It's really an 11 out of 10 kind of issue, isn't it? Because motivation is one part of the triangle that makes up performance. So I want you to think about this in terms of your business now. If you think it's important, think about this, okay? Motivation's part of a triangle of which we all want performance in our work and in our personal life, because our self-esteem, how we feel about ourselves, is linked to it. And if you think about it, these three ingredients spring to mind. One is our performance in our business is firstly is due to direction. Posh word for it would be our strategy. Where are we going to be? And we have consultants, coaches, specialists, HR people. We have a whole load of people, perhaps in our company, if it's a large one, who deal with the direction we're going in. Make a mistake with direction. In fact, even I've got to admit, all the motivation in the world isn't going to help you. So let's be fair about it. We need to be going in the correct direction. So at the base level, in terms of the people working in our company, they don't have a lot to do with direction. It's not their concern. What they've got a concern with to perform is these other two areas. One, the skill set. And we're all familiar with that, aren't we? Skills are really important in a business. Skill of a manager, the skill of a salesperson. And in fact, when you start thinking about these skills, you'll know you'll have a series of processes, systems, in order to establish the skill set. You will do a training needs analysis. You will have an appraisal process. You will have an induction process. You'll have a whole load of systems that do it. And in fact, in any one skill set, usually breaks down to 5 to 7 core sub-skills. So if we take a manager, for example, are you a good manager? Yeah. What does that actually mean? It means I've got to communicate, I've got to plan, I've got to delegate, I've got to recruit effectively, I've got to organize, I've got to monitor. There's about 7 core sub-skills, but the overall feeling is actually doing the job I'm currently doing, I'm this good. So let me ask you, in the job you're currently doing, out of 10, whatever that job is, whether you own the business, whether you manage the business, whatever you do, what's your skill out of 10? Have you got a number that comes to mind? How good are you in terms of your skill set? There's the skill set, and alongside that is the motivation. And we have a formula at Motivational Maps, and it's a very, very simple formula. Performance is skills times motivation. A volunteer, please. Who can give me a number? How skillful are they currently?
8.
How motivated are you, Ian?
10.5.
10. 80%. That's good. That's a very good number. These two numbers, this is a very rough and ready guide, but I find time and again it accurately describes how people are performing in a company. And the key thing here to bear in mind is everyone has a plan for the skill set, but very, very few people have a strategy for the motivation set. But the motivation set is the key one of the two, because the motivation, because of where it derives from, i.e. our self-esteem, our expectations, our personality, because of that, it directly affects our energy level. The quality of life we have at work is directly linked to how motivated we are at work. Now that actually is a major thing for anyone to get their head around. In fact, you think about it at home. How motivated are you at home? The same thing applies. If you're not motivated, you can be going through relationship stuff, but it doesn't really mean very much, does it? So, if you don't have motivation, the question becomes, therefore, how much is this actually costing you? Are my staff motivated? Are they 10 out of 10? Are they 9 out of 10? The average figure would be 6 out of 10. Actually, what is this costing my business? So how important is motivation to your business, is my second question. When you really think about it, how important is it? You know, you've already told me it's a 10 out of 10, but actually, is it even more important than that? Because I think it is.